Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Friday, September 24. First, the weather. It may be fall, but the summer pattern continues. There's a 60% chance of rain and an afternoon high around 90. Let's get things started with COVID. A challenge by 5 school districts on mask mandates has come to a halt. Governor Ron DeSantis's newly appointed Surgeon General has repealed the rule and replaced it with his own. It gives parents even more choice over how to deal with COVID-19 in schools. The new rule leaves the option for masking in schools to parents and legal guardians. The change short-circuits school district plans that allowed opting out with a medical note only. It further gives parents the ability to have their children return to in-person classes without restrictions, so long as the student remains asymptomatic after being exposed to COVID. The new rule is the first act by Florida's new Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Ladapo. In food news, Publi Sushi is already a name brand in the Miami area with locations in Aventura, Brickell City Center, downtown Dadeland, and Miami Beach. Now it's expanding further. The Japanese and Latin-influenced restaurant has announced it will open 4 new locations. 2 are scheduled to open this fall, one at the upcoming food hall Shoma Bazaar in Door L and the other a full-service restaurant at Pembroke Center in Pembroke Pines. Next year 2 more full-service locations are scheduled to open, one at the Dale Hotel in Fort Lauderdale and the other in Boca Raton. For more on where to eat and drink around town, go to Miami.com. In environment news, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet cleared the way for Miami-Dade County's plans to build a highway through wetlands. Wetlands meant to help preserve the Everglades and the drinking water supply. The $1 billion Kendall Parkway is planned as a 13-mile extension to State Road 836. And they are the subject of a fierce legal challenge by environmentalists and community activists. They argue that the project violates Miami-Dade's comprehensive development plan and provides only small improvements in commute times. In law enforcement, Key Biscayne's village manager has tapped Fort Lauderdale Interim Assistant Police Chief Frank Souza to lead the island's police department. Souza is a 22-year veteran of the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. He was picked from an initial group of 28 applicants to replace Charles Press, who retired in July after 17 years as chief. And finally, in sports, Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores says that quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is out for Sunday's game at Las Vegas because of fractured ribs. Jacoby Brissett will be the starter and Reed Sinnott the backup on Sunday in Las Vegas. Though Flores said Tua wants to play, the team does not believe that's wise from a health standpoint this week. Flores declined to offer a potential timetable for his return or say whether the team would place him on injured reserve. That would sideline him for at least 3 games. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.